why don't we fill the all the front? Let's try to come up. Like I said, we shouldn't leave any empty pocket. You know, one brother said that the closer you get to the what? The puppy, the closer you get it to. So let us, you know, try to be like one to show the devil we are one. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Good to be here this morning. Let us rise to our feet and sing a quick song to get in the spirit. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. Your needs supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He. It feels so good. Let's sing one more time. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find that He's not too big to hear your heart's cry. That's right. He's passing by this moment, your need to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Brother Tim, could you pray to open the service?
Bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for bringing us together, oh Father, as Your people. Lord, to hear Your word, oh Lord. Nothing so precious as Your word, oh Father. And Lord, as we're here, oh Father, we ask that You would open the words of life to us and speak to our hearts, oh Father. Lord Jesus, each one of us has needs, O Lord. Lord Jesus, we need better understanding of You. We need correction where we need it, O Father. Lord Jesus, may You come down this morning in this little group, O Father, and pour out Your words of life to help us, dear Lord. Lord, bless Brother Marcel. Lord, take him out of the way. Let him be used as a vessel, Lord Jesus. Give us ears to hear and a heart that can bear the words of life. We ask all this in the precious name of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. You may be seated for... all right. Yeah, maybe we can keep this one there. Yeah, we can keep it over there for now, if that's what's creating that. Well, good morning, and I'm happy to be back again. You can predict I'm excited. I'm not excited because I'm here to teach Sunday school, but I'm always excited when I'm in the house of the Lord. You know, that's the only place we have a real excitement. All the excitement of the world, that temporary. But this is the excitement that one day you go into eternal life and, you know, it's all excitement, you know? So, and the reason why I always ask that we sit close. You know, our picture, you know, what Brother Ram gave this quote about the cornfield I read one time. He said when the corn were growing, a fellow flew a plane over. And you can see the corn at a section off, section by fences. But it kept growing, and one day it flew over. He didn't see any more fence because all the corn has grown and overtaken and reached out one for another. And all what you see is just one field, heart to heart, heart to heart. So that's why I always, you know, when I'm always speaking, I always like the people to come because it's heart to heart. Because like when you have the heart moving and then all of a sudden you have this void that the devil say, this is mine, I'm taking you. And then you jump over. And meantime, Brother Bram said that when I have pockets, you know, the devil wants to fill those pockets. You know, say, this is mine here, no more moving. You see, the spirit is going boom, like it hit the wall. You know, so that is not that it's not for anything. I just want us to be, you know, in one, you know, amen. So this morning, we finish the other. So I think we're on part 12, right? Last time we're part 11, the Lord's Prayer. If I'm not mistaken, it should be part 12 now. Jehovah. So today we are going to see the fourth redemptive name, a compound redemptive name of Jehovah, and that's Jehovah Shalom. And my scripture reading is going to be Judges 6, but I'll get there. So I'm sure you all appreciated the last one with Brother Tim going over that in the book of Acts, right? I was not here for some. I was away to the book of Acts. And, you know, so I'm grateful, you know, that I have the team. You know, I think I was here twice. And I have missed twice too, right? Yeah. So we are going to start the fourth compound redemptive name. Now, what was the first one? Who remember was the first one? Jehovah Jireh. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh. And we saw that in the Hebrew is Jehovah Yireh. I know you have to go all the way down. I'm putting everything together so at the end I have one slide of everything. So you have to go all the way to the end where it says Jehovah Shalom. So Jehovah Jireh, and we find that in the Hebrew is Jehovah Yireh. Yireh comes from the word lirot. Lirot is an in Hebrew is an infinitive of to see. So Abraham was saying that, thank you. Abraham was saying that God will see to it. He is the source of infinite provision. He will see to it that your needs are always met. Now, what is the second one that we saw? Jehovah Rapha. So Jehovah Rapha, like I told you, that's the English rendition of it, but is a Rophe. Rophe in Hebrew means a physician, okay? After he took his children from Israel, but he delivered them not by the power of an army, not by the power of the knowledge of Moses as a military general, but he delivered them by the power of his hand. He showed them a lot of plagues and everything on the children of Israel, and the children of Israel saw that. Because before that, Israel really became a nation in Egypt. That's where they restarted from. They were not a nation in Canaan. In Canaan, you have to remember how they got there. They have the 12 brothers. They betray one brother that God sent to prepare life because they're all going to die through the great famine. God sent him, and they betray him, but it was God's doing. Amen. And then finally, you all know the story, they all wind up there and begin to flourish. But we all know that we're going to flourish in Goshen. All right? But we all know that they cannot flourish anywhere outside of Canaan. God will never, never bless them outside of that. They know that. So the time came, that's why when Joseph was before his death, he made them, they swore to him that they'll brought his bone back into the land. Amen? So they became a nation there. So they never really see. Individually, they have seen maybe the power, but they have never really seen a really true manifestation of God at the scale of God appearing to a nation. Because like Brother Bram told us, okay, God will save Israel as a nation. But you and I, as Gentiles, God will deal with us individually. And that's the reason why we Gentiles, is very important that we understand of establishing that individual relationship with God strong. It's not a question of I'm part of this church. It's not a question of I'm part of I believe the message. It's not a question of that. Brother Branham has clearly made it clear it's an individual affair. Amen?
Amen.
So, by the scale nation, God began to show them his power. And that's why he brought Moses, because Moses went to the army, was in the army general. He thought, well, wow, maybe if I can kill, he only killed one person with all what he, with all his what he can do, he only killed one person. And his trouble started, he had to run away. So God showed me, see, that's a failure. You got, he's God. So when God sent 10 plagues, the children of Israel saw that. So I'm sure they all developed a fear of this mighty God who can send plagues. They've seen it. They've seen how God killed all the firstborn of the Egyptians. So that fear developed in their heart. But at the same time, you see, God liked to, God wants, his, like you remember, it's a question I'm going to ask, so I won't say it now. God likes his children to trust him and have confidence. Confidence in him. So he wants to tell them, okay, you know, it happened to them, but I'm going to tell you one thing. It's not going to happen to you if we got do if you do this, that, and that. And then after that, that's when he come and reveal his name, Ani Yahweh Refuecha. Refuecha means I'm your healer. But the word itself is Rofi. That's why we always sing the song, Great Physician, the Great Physician. He's a physician, Rofi. But obviously, the translation came at Jehovah Rapha. But it's really Jehovah Yahweh or Jehovah Rofi, mean physician. So he showed them all the diseases. You see, I'm your physician. None of those things will touch you. Have confidence. Amen? Now, what's the third one? Jehovah, thank you all. Wow, that's good. I'm having a good class. That's great. I'm so happy. So Jehovah Nissi, and I told you, Nissi, it comes from the word Ness. Ness means a sign, a banner, and obviously in Hebrew, like you can, one word can express like one phrase that we have in English. Like, because there, they express thing of a concept. And as I was telling last time, Hebrew is a very practical language. Is a language of very concrete, versus ours is very abstract. We try to describe things that are very abstract, and that's why many times our mind cannot get it. And the other day, I was thinking on that. You know, the Lord was put on my heart. That's why I have to raise for the ending period, because remember in Malachi it says that you have to return. We are going to return to the original, right? To the faith of the Father, okay? So, to raise a prophet, because in the beginning Abraham and then they were very practical, they saw God, they can touch him. Amen? Like you see John the Baptist, Abraham said, he said, he talked about serpent, the grass, axe, is put to the roots. He's talking about, you can see an axe, you can see. But then throughout that, when the seed went to the ground, throughout the church, throughout the dark ages, what did we see? We saw that theology, many things, all this, the different horse riders, white horse rider, the red horse rider, the black horse rider, the pale, took the word of God and make it such a complex thing. And then you have the Council of Nicaea, the Rome, the Catholic Church. And then God began again, the grain began to come up again, the grain of wheat. But Brother Abraham said, well, it's not a witch yet. You have the tussles and all that begin to form. Martin Luther, he became. He didn't have all the truth, but that's what the light of his time. And Brother Abraham said, a man walk in the light as light come to you. Obviously, if you stay behind, all right, and the light will move on, you stay behind. But you walk with the light that God give you for that time. So Luther time was a reformation. Amen. We saw the seed begin to come back again. It was not a witch yet. Amen. And then Luther, they still believe many of the things of the Catholic Church, but that was okay. God knows that it was a process. Amen. That was the light of their day. And then from Luther, we mean to Wesley. But in between, you have all the different ones that were there. Amen. Then we move to Wesley. And then when we move closer, then we went through the restoration of gift, the Pentecost, we move closer. But now we are going back to the fountain of love. Amen? We are going back to the time when Adam and Eve, they can see just a lion, a lamb, the simple things. When there's no, when the tree of knowledge will be gone. The tree of knowledge is what's introduced to us, this thing of law of contrast. When I want to do good, evil is always present. You think about God, you think, instead of having, you see, then God said, let there be light. There was light by faith. Let there be. Let there be. That's just faith. But after the tree of knowledge, we begin to add knowledge. We begin to think. We begin to mix things. But now we are going back to the original. So God raised a prophet. You see, this prophet has to be somebody who doesn't have those theology understanding. When Jesus said, the Bible said that Jesus rejoiced in the spirit and said, oh, Father, I thank thee because you have hid yourself from the wise. So I'll tell my kid, what does a wise man do? The very name wise, why is he called wise? He's called wise because he's learning. He's learned a lot of things. He can love that. That's a human achievement. That's the tree of knowledge side of us. He's learned. He's wise. He's wise. He learned many things. Of course, I'm not saying all things in the world. He knew about God and a different thing. But he's wise because he got a lot of knowledge, right? So he can think. Like you look at the Caiaphas. Look at all the high priests. And they're wise men. Brother Brown said these people, they have to know the Hebrew. They have to be learned. There shouldn't be anything in their lineage that you can see wrong. That's not possible. So they know a lot. So they can have what you call a conception of what God could be. Amen? Amen? Like in Psalm 18, David, who was trying to write a poem about God, like God riding on a cherub. And so forth like that, the fire comes out of the nostril. You see, they can have, but David know who God is. Amen. But you see, okay, because he experienced God. But remember, from Malachi to Jesus' time, we have at almost 400 years where they didn't have any prophet. These people begin to have a conception of what God is. You know, he may be a great, mighty God, holy. You can't touch him because you know on the holy mountain, nobody can touch him. You can't touch him. You can't. You know, you have to come so holy. You can't touch the food reserved for the priest. You can't touch it. But you see, David went there. And that's why, and Jesus had to refer back. But you see, when God began again a new plan, he raised the spirit, he bring the spirit of Elijah through what? Through John the Baptist. And John the Baptist, he took him. Have no knowledge, have no understanding. I mean, when I say he have no knowledge of the high knowledge of the Hebrew and all what they know, I'm sure probably his bar mitzvah or whatever, he was in the woods. He was, all what he know, he learned nature. God taught him that I am Almighty God, yes. But I don't want you to know me according to all this knowledge they have. Elohim, Adonai Eloheinu, he is so beautiful. Yes, I am. But I don't want you to know me that way. Yes, all what they say is true. But I don't want you to know me. I want you to know me as Yahweh God, my person and who I am. I want you to know me by. And that's my question for you. How does God show himself to his children? It's what I use a lot throughout the previous. Thank you. Oh, remember that. It's very, very important. But I'm going to preach on that. God always identifies himself by characteristics. God is not a God of abstract God. When God says, I will heal you, he will heal you. When God says, I will provide for you, he will provide. Amen. It's not a future, something that you have to imagine. You have to always come down simple. But obviously, I know one thing we fail to do in preaching the gospel. We always bring God to a level that people can't even touch him. We always have an abstract God. We always have a God that's so holy. Holy that I don't even see that when I'm sitting here, God is sitting by me. And that's the reason why, like as I was telling the kids at home, that's the reason why you can walk into church late and it doesn't do anything to you because you think God is distant, you didn't see. Because when you go to work and you're late. You're scared. You want to quickly go and see because you know there's a boss there. He sees you. Right? When you go to interview, you want to be nice. You want everything clean. But you can come to church and be, why? Because you see that God is such a distant deity. But what if you knew that God was on the door? And you can say, oh, son, wow, you're well-dressed today. Come and sit down. Wow, son, you're on time. How would you feel? You have a different feeling. How do you know if you know that when you come there, the angel greets you? Say, wow, well done. I'll go back to the Father. I'll tell them, Father, your children, they don't want to be late. They're there on time. They come smiling. They come, they know that you died for them. They come with a happy heart, excited. They just want to worship you. Look at them. You have a different attitude. But like I said, what the gospel failed to do, all of us, in the message everywhere, we took God, Abraham brought the gods down, but we took him back again into the high. So you see, let me go back again. John the Baptist, God had to bring somebody back to bring us back to what God is, simplicity. That's why when they come in, John the Baptist, who taught you to flee? Amen? And then he talk about axe, serpent. Brother said talk about thing that he saw, right? But remember, that same spirit of Elijah is the same spirit coming back. So God cannot raise a person who got a PhD, has all these things. God had to bring somebody again, the woodsman, somebody who know him by nature, somebody who didn't know him by theology, somebody who didn't know him by all the description of a Trinity. Oh, he's so God, he created, he's such a, but he had to bring somebody who can come and say, brother, come walk with me. Come, let's walk through the woods. My daughter, you've done great today. I see you praying. You ask me, I'll heal you. You want to pass your exam? Oh, I would do that. I love you. Come, let's have a walk. What else do you need? Talk to me, my daughter. Talk to my son. And that's what God sent Brother Branham to do. Amen? Yeah. We're going back to the same spirit of Elijah. And that's what the angel in 1933, when he was baptizing the 17th person, said, as John the Baptist was sent to prepare my first coming, your message will prepare my second coming. So it's a message of simplicity. And Brother Branham, after Brother Branham departed, we made this message so complicated. We make it cults, different thing. And we need to be honest to ourselves, okay? Because if we're not honest to ourselves, we make cult out of the message. We make idolatry, different thing. And yet the message is there. It has to be a message of simplicity. And Brother Branham said, when it becomes too complicated sometimes, God just sends a revival of simplicity. Because God wants you to see my simple. God wants you to see when you hear your singing that he's among you, he's singing with you. Amen. God wants you when you're rejoicing, you want to know. When you're crying, God wants you to know that he's by you. When you're broken heart, God wants you to know that he's standing by you and broken heart with you. God wants you to know when you're going through, I'm there. When like the three Hebrew children, the fire, God was there. That's what he wants you to know. And that's what builds the faith in you when something happened to you. When you're sick, when you're going through something, you have that faith, I believe him. And that will bring God on the scene. Amen. Amen? So Jehovah Nissi, to show you, I'm your banner. And we saw at the battle of Rephidim, God proved that to them. So you see the stages that God is taking the church. I'll provide, taking the stages, I'll provide for your need, I'm your healer, I'm your banner, trust me. Amen? Amen. All right, so today we're going to see the fourth one, okay, the fourth one. All right, before I go, one more question, class, to see if you still remember. What subject are we on that brought us to here? Thank you, the Lord's Prayer. And so far, have we even started the prayer yet? We haven't started the prayer. We are still on Father, and this is actually the 12th service. But why? Speak loud. We have to establish our paternity. And you ask me, Brother Child, does it take 12 services to establish paternity? I say, It would take, with 1 million services, we can restore that paternity. Because look, it's all about him. Amen. Brother Bram said, when you know who you are, when you really know who you are, the rapture will take place. Amen. The rest, like I said, you don't major on a minor. There are college kids here. You would never major on a minor. I know, Rachel, you're going to do nursing. You are not going to major, become a nurse by only studying English. That would never work. Is that right? And Luigi back there, you go to medical school. You never become a doctor without just doing engineering. That won't work, right? It will not work. And your brother, amen, Joshua, and the different ones here, you study a major, right? What's the name of your daughter? What did you study? Huh? Water engineering. Environmental engineering. Now, you cannot tell me that all your courses you took was electrical. You have to, right? So you never major on a minor. Yes, you can take other classes, you can take English, you can take different things, you can take environmental and all that, but those are minors, right? You do not major on a minor. All the different things that we have, I will heal you, I will do all this, I will do all that. All those are the minors. And Brother Bram said it. Healing and all that, they are minor. You will say, Brother Charles, is it true? Yes. And next time maybe I'll find a quote and read to you. Healing, they are minors. The things that God wants to bring you, Brother Bram said in Messiah, God came down so that you may be God. That's a major. Amen? Amen? That is the major. But like I said, we dwell a lot on minors. So we are still studying the Lord's Prayer, and you can see Jesus, this time Jesus is addressing God, he said, oh, that Holy Father. He established that connection. And when that connection is established, like I say, imagine your son or your daughter comes to you, say, Dad or Mom, and touches that heart of yours. It's like you're ready to say, whatever they want, I'm ready to give, right? So, but the thing that happened is that connection is not many times really well established. And when that connection is not really well established, it brings many other things that come with it. That's why you can't love your brother the way you can love him. Amen? Because God said, I'm in your brother. So if that connection between you and him is so established, then you know that if God told me, I'm in your brother, now I know that when I'm hurting your brother, I'm hurting him. But we don't see it that way. That's why I'm saying we need to bring God practical. We need to bring God to children level. Amen? So, now, let's go back to our scripture. So today, I don't know if maybe we take the whole month we are going to be on Jehovah Shalom, because that's also a great topic. And the reason I don't feel like I want to run is that, like I said, we don't come here just we want to learn new things. We come here, like I said, to establish relationship with God. We want to know him. We want to take our time to learn who he is. Why are we serving him? Why do I have to wake up and be here today? Those are the things that I'm interested in. So I won't really go, I will not go very fast. But to establish starting this, that's a quote I have there, the Seventh Company of Jehovah. Brother Brown said, now God, his attitude toward the people from Eden, you see, back to Eden. You see, from Eden, we are going back to Eden. Amen. That's the whole thing. I said, the rest are minors. That's a major there. Back to Eden is wrapped in these seven redemptive names. The first one being Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide sacrifice. The second one is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord is the healer. Manasseh, our banner. Shalom, our peace. Rohi is a shepherd, our righteousness. And Sham, the Lord is present. So we go through all that, okay? Now, let's take our scripture. Let's go to the next, slide. I will show you this quick because we've been reading a lot and I don't have time to come back. So this is Judges 6:24. And that's going to be this here will be the verse of our on what we're going to look through. I don't know how. I don't know if I'll finish it next time. If I don't, I'm not going to rush. I will come in next time. If I don't, we just take it through the month. Jehovah Shalom. Okay? So here, then Gideon, but I'm going to read the whole chapter now. Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Adonai Shalom. Obviously, we call it Jehovah. But like I said, the name, nobody knew how to pronounce it. The Jews, they are very respected. They don't want to blaspheme. So they just put Adonai Shalom unto this day, and it is yet in Ophrah of the Abizarite. Okay, but now over there, that's what that's in the Hebrew. Let's go to the next. Okay, now quickly, the word Shalom. So the word Shalom, I have it in Hebrew and in our language. Shalom comes from the word Shalem. Shalem, and Shalem, okay. So Shalom and Shalem, they both come from a Hebrew root that means whole and complete. Like I say, if you know anything about the Hebrew language, it expresses ideas. That's why they can take one word and can express like one whole sentence that we can have in English or any Roman language or any other. So the word Shalem, okay, it means the root of whole and complete. Now, it derived from the roots, I've already showed you a little bit the Hebrew alphabet, Ibrahim to Shim, Lamed, and Mem, the M, okay? Now, Shalom, the translation that we have to is completeness, all right? That's what it means, completeness. So you hear why Shalom, 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 completeness. But it's used today for greetings. It used to say goodbye. So you can say goodbye to someone by saying Shalom, Shalom. What are they doing those days? It's like, may God peace with you. May you be complete. May you be whole till we meet again. Let nothing happen to you. Let no bad thing happen. Be complete. Be whole. Amen? So, Shalom. Definition, something that has been finished or made whole. So you see, on that cross, when God, on the cross of Calvary, okay, when Christ said it is finished, that he was saying Shalom. He was saying to the world, to the bride, Shalom. That's why Jesus said, it is finished. Shalom. You are whole again. You don't look like what you be, but for the bride, for those who come through him, through the blood of Jesus Christ, it's Shalom. You are whole again. You're on your way back to Eden. You're on your way back to what you were in my mind when you were in me. You are way back to the attribute, you are going back to what you were meant to be, the Messiah. Amen? So something that has been finished and made whole, a state of being whole. Now, because I've been reading the scripture, I put Solomon's name also. Solomon's name in Hebrew is Shlomo. Okay, Shlomo. You can see the same root right there. Usually the H at the end is not part of root. Roots usually are three. You can find four. But when you have the hey that you all know, by now it should not be of the Hebrew alphabet. The hey you have at the end of it is not really part of the root. But the root is the shin, the lamed. You all know lamed because I preach a long time on the heart here style with lamed. the shepherd staff. Amen? So Shlomo also comes from the root. So Shlomo also means peace. So I am going to also go back to 2 Chronicles, okay? But many people don't understand that Shlomo also means peace. But the way it says Shlomo, I know in the Strong, they didn't say that way. But now when they say, oh, something means his. And I was reading, I was saying Shlomo, it like means his peace. Because you know how Solomon came? How God really, when David did that thing, he sent Nathan, the first child that born was died, and David has to pray again to sackcloth, ashes, and really pray. And that peace, that he came, that was God's peace. Is that God tell him, I'm giving my peace, Shlomo. Amen? His peace, God's peace. Amen? So I think what's next to this one? That's it, right? All right, now you can turn it off. Thank you very much. All right, so let's take Judges, the book of Judges. Now, the way I wanted to do it, we have only a few minutes left. Today, like I said, today we are establishing a foundation. Okay? There's a foundation, and like I said, never see God as somebody somewhere. See him sitting next to you. Amen. If you know that there's something that if you tell another brother or you think another brother you don't like it, then know he's sitting next to you. Think that when you're walking, know he's walking with you. Sure, when you get to the danger, sometimes somebody say, my car hit, it didn't happen. Then think back to the prayer, the footprints, the sign of time. Then ask him, but how can I see two sides? He's there, but that's why I will carry you. Amen. When my car hit, why didn't it happen? But that's why my angel was there. You were not there. Amen. When something happened to you, then say, wait a minute. You were not there because that's why he carry you. Why? Because he's with you.
Amen.
And when you have that very knowledge that he's with you, it makes you excited to know that the one who created the heaven and earth is walking with you. It make you walk proud. I mean, we're not the pride of the world saying, but it make you feel I'm a son of the king.
Amen.
Regardless if you don't have food to eat today, regardless if you don't have anything to eat, regardless if you're poor, but it make you feel like, wait a minute, I'm the son of the king? It make you sing. It make you happy. Amen. It make you, regardless of what's going on, you know he's by you. But what the devil wants to do to every one of us is to get us so busy that we don't think he's with us. Right. It will get our mind on other things. The news, iPhone, iPad, computers, work, something happened. Something, he just wants you to feel that he's not there. But he said, I'm with you. When you go through the valley, I'm with you. When anything, and that God wants us to be with him, okay? Amen. So we're going to start in Judges 6. Okay, quickly, let me give you the book. Let's read that, and then I'll give you a little bit of background on the book of Judges. All right, I'll read a little bit, but we are going to read the entire chapter. We don't have time now, but I'll start reading. I'll read the first verse. I'll give you a little background, and I'd like you, when you go home, to spend time study it. And let me tell you, next week when we come, by God's grace, what we're going to do, I'll pass the microphone around for people to read. I want you to read. This is not just for me, it's for every one of you. I want to read to feel for you, okay? I'll pass the microphone, we'll read it, but I'm going to read. We don't have time. I'm going to read the first one. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. Now, you all remember, what is that capital, what's that Lord there? Louder. That's a personal thank you. That's a personal name of God. Okay? And the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. All right? So now, quickly, I'll give you a little background. As we're going to read through this, okay? As we're going to read through this, what I would like you to notice is that God, again, like I said, God would like to prove, demonstrate by his characteristics. As we're going to read and you study, pay attention, God is demonstrating, all right, that he hates sin and we judge sin. Amen? But he also showing that he loves and saves sinners. So like when you read, don't just read. Study it, pay attention to those characteristics because meantime, we don't have a lot of time here for me to go through everything deep. All right? So I'm giving you a little hint. You see that God hates sin and judges sin. Pick those up. All right? He also shows that he loves and saves sinners, but there has to be something. What? Who can tell me? Repentance. What else? It has to be a sacrifice. All right? He loves and saves sin, and it has to be a sacrifice. And our supreme sacrifice was Jesus Christ on the cross. Amen? So, few minutes here. So according, I was doing some research, and I was reading a very good book about, it's a Haley's Bible Handbook. They said that the Hebrew nation, after the death of Joshua, they didn't have any strong government. You see, Joshua, they brought them, they divided the land, but after that, they didn't have any strong government. Amen? They were a confederacy of 12 independent tribes. Amen? Judah here, Manasseh, and different ones, Dan here, amen? There was no unifying force except their God. The only unifying force they have after Joshua was God, amen? Himself, who was ruling them. That's the reason when I begin to ask for a king, Samuel, when it comes Samuel, go to Samuel, don't worry. They're not rejecting it's me, they're rejecting me, because until then it was God who was their king. Amen? All right? But, as expected of the Adam race, since the fall in Eden, the people did not take their God very serious. Because, like I told you, because the tree of knowledge side that we got, tree of knowledge, human achievement, we always see, because you remember what the serpent told Adam and Eve? You shall be like what? You shall be like God. That was a seed. Amen? And that's what God said, I put enmity between your seed and that seed of the serpent. Amen? So, that seed will stay with us, and human being, you give them a little bit thing, they just run wild away from God. Amen? So, as expected, they did not take God, their God, very seriously, and were continually falling away into idolatry. Now, because of those evil deeds, and since God hates and judges sin, God delivered them to the hands of the Midianites for correction. All right? He didn't deliver them to destroy them, but he delivered them for correction. Amen? But through that, as we see and as you're reading, through that, God also showed that in times of trouble, peace is still with you. All what you have to do is reach out for that. And I'm not talking about the peace of the world, no. All right? I'm not talking about let's have peace, the United Nations, city, no. No, that's have nothing to do with the peace, that we're going to talk about here. Okay? That's the peace of the world. You can't talk about peace without a Prince of Peace being absent. All right? So that, I don't call that peace. They're just trying to work together, but who two cannot work unless they agree. Amen? Amen? So I'm almost done here. All right? So throughout as you're reading, I would like you to really pay attention to that. God is showing that even through your time of trouble, through the time you can't see anything, it is clouded in your mind, remember, shalom, peace is still there. Amen. Within reach. And all what you have to do, you can easily reach it. All what you have to say is just reach out to that peace. Amen? So that's where we're going to go. God bless you. Pray for me. Like I said, this is just today's foundation of our topic, Jehovah Shalom. And so next time I won't go through what I went through so I can go fast. I won't, you've already seen all that. I won't go through that. But pray for me, and by God's grace, we're going to continue. But please, make sure you read the rest of the chapter, all right? That will allow us to move, to go very fast. Okay, and also, by the way, for homework also, read 2 Chronicles 7, if you have time. But so that you get time out, you don't need to read the whole. Just read 2 Chronicles 7, 1 to 3, and 12 to 22. Amen? Let us pray. Dear precious Lord Jesus, Father, we thank you for this day. that Jehovah Shalom, we know that you are at peace. And Father, without you, there won't be any peace. But God, we know that, Father, no matter what we go through, no matter how we feel, no matter the darkness, no matter how low is the valley, that peace is with us. Because, Father, the song we sing, the song says there should be peace. There will be peace in the valley. And God, we know that Shalom is with us. When you die on the cross, we know that the word Shalom by itself is something that is finished. And Lord, when you die on the cross, you say it is finished. In other words, Lord, maybe you could have said Shalom, but the people would not understand what you're talking about. But you say it is finished. But we know that the word Shalom is finished. So Father, that day, what you are telling your bride, your children, Shalom. And God, we accept that peace this morning. We pray that may you be with us, Lord. Help us. Father, you made a living soul today, not just to go and do anything, but you made a living soul to praise you, to worship you, to thank you, to get closer to you and love you, and serve you and adore you, Lord. So Father, I pray this morning, let us just do that. Bless the oncoming service. Bless the minister who preach. Bless everyone. Father God, may your name be glorified. Amen. May we see your presence, yes, Lord, among us, Father. Lord, that's what we want, Father. May we know that you are sitting by us, you are with us, you are helping us, Father. Bless us and bless everyone here today. And Father, let us come back again to continue this and worship and praise you. We ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. You may be dismissed. God bless you. Yeah.